Non's Music in Brisbane, 22 songs in a row. It starts from 9 on Triple M.
The Triple M Grill Team.
Marto, Michelle and Ed Cavalli.
It is 8.04, Triple M Grill Team. Good morning to you. Mickey Malloy is going to join us in a moment, but it is time to say hello
2-0
to Ange Postecoglou, coach of the Socceroos. Morning, Ange. Congratulations.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
I'm so excited. I mean, you know me. I love my Socceroos, Ange. And I thought the way we've been playing this tournament, and the way we played last night, it's just good stuff. Everyone's
aggressive
and fit. They're smart with the ball. It's just good stuff.
Yeah, no, it has been really good. You know, super pleased with the players. They've done a great job. Got a great start last night, which we haven't had so far. And you know, it was after that. I thought it was a pretty professional, you know, composed performance. And as I said, super pleased with the guys. They get the rewards for it now by having a shot at it on a Saturday night.
Yep.
Hey, Ange, early 2-0 lead. I watched it in the second half. There was one stage, one of the defenders threw it back to Matt Ryan, and your arms went up. You obviously have got them so fit. You want them to go forward at all times. Is that your message?
Yeah, pretty much. I get pretty frustrated when it goes backwards. To be fair, I'm not out there. They're looking for a little bit of a breather. It's easy for me. I'm just standing around. But, I just think with this team, and I just think with Australian sports in general, you know, they just feel more comfortable when they can go at opponents. And, you know, we tried to be on the front foot the whole tournament, and it's worked well for us. And I just didn't want the boys to start thinking at 2-0 that, you know, we should just take our foot off the pedal. And thankfully they didn't. They did a great job last night.
Andrew, I thought it was fantastic the way that we purposely lost to South Korea early on so that they thought they had a chance. So now you bring back those players that were, you know, obviously needed to be rotated around. I just say well done, good stuff, because now we got them in the final and we're going to kill them. Good work, mate.
Yeah, no, absolutely genius, mate. Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, it was an interesting game that night. I mean, you obviously watched it. I thought we played really well. And, you know, we just didn't put the ball in the back of the net, which is the only game we haven't done it. But as you said, we had a bit of a different lineup that night, and it'll certainly be a different lineup on Saturday. And, look, the boys are looking forward to it. It's got a little bit of a fire in their belly anyway, the fact they want a bit of redemption, so it might work well for us.
This is big for us, Ange. This is a major tournament. It's on home soil. You know, we're probably never going to get the World Cup, but if, especially because I'm in Qatar, I mean, I'm just so excited about that. But we should, you know, this is a huge, huge moment for Australian football, and you've steered the ship to here, so congratulations to you, and I can't wait to speak to you on Monday after we've won, so good luck.
Yeah, good on you guys. Yeah, no, looking forward to it. It'll be a big night.
Thanks, Ange. Go well, mate. We'll speak to you soon. 8.07. See you, mate. 8.07, Grill Team, Triple M. From one champion to another, Mick Malloy's going to join us.
Actually, we could ask him about strip clubs. He'd know a little bit about that area.
Oh, I think he's been banned from most of them for some time, but he can have a memory.